you don't have to.
Well, I don't know. They have a lot of different names, foreign names and American names, too. I'm not familiar with all of them.
Well, if you were just using a general name, you'd say he just has a little...
Well, we call it Volkswagen, something like that.
But you don't have just a general name.
No, each car has a name.
Yeah. How about one where the top goes down? What would you call
that? Well, now, it would have a name. You'd call that convertible.
Mm-hmm. And suppose, what would you call a car that had just two doors?
Two-door.
And if it had four doors?
Four-door.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name, maybe a slang name or joking name for a very big, pretentious-looking
really
car?
No, not really. We don't have a slang name. We usually call them what they are. If it's a Cadillac, a man's got a big Cadillac, or if it's a Lincoln, or...
If it were really flashy, would you...
No, I wouldn't have any name except what the one that the manufacturer gave me.
Yeah, okay. How about that kind of car that families often have that's big and boxy and has a tailgate? An extra seat in the back?
Well, the only thing I'd call that would be probably a 7-passenger automobile or something. Or they do have sedans.
Oh.
They call them sedans.
Right.
I don't really know what they call them.
Would you use the term station wagon?
Oh, yeah, they have a station wagon, but that's not a car.
Oh, uh-huh. What would you call a station? I mean, how would you describe it?
A station wagon is more or less a car. But it's built on a more or less a truck-type deal with seats in it and a top on it, sort of an open bed, and they've named it. They have a station wagon. The tailgate's open. You can haul a certain amount of luggage. Your seats fold down, and you can put more luggage in. It's made for a family that probably does a lot of recreation, or our business people use them quite frequently.
Yeah, right, they would. How about, you mentioned trucks, the type of small truck that has a closed load bed?
Well, you can buy several types of things to put on your bed and close it in, little, what we call them, shells and stuff that they're made for... certain size bed. Most trucks have the same size bed, especially the small ones.
What do you call just a truck with an open bed, a small one?
Call it a pickup truck.
And then how about those little trucks that deliver things in town, like they might deliver flowers or milk?
Well, a lot of people use a van that's to deliver stuff like that. Now, they don't deliver milk in them. You have to go to a larger truck.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be a certain tonnage truck, and it would have a closed bed on it.
Now, if you were going to the airport and you didn't want to take a taxi, what might you ride in?
Well, you could ride the bus that goes to the airport. Or I'm sure that they have some motels have in certain areas. I don't know. I'm sure they have it here. Have what they call an airport limousine, which is still one of them's on kind of a cab basis. It picks up and it's a little cheaper rate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the motels may have a motel car that would take you to the airport or pick you up.
Is bus the only kind of public transportation that you have?
That's all we have in Hazel County.
You have good bus service here?
I don't really know. I haven't rode the bus in 20 years.
Really?
25.
Oh, gee. I ride the bus all the time. How about... these are parts of the car, basically. What do you call just the place where the speedometer and all the instruments are?
Well, I call it the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. And then the little thing over on the right side of the dashboard that opens up to put things in?
Dash pocket.
All right. And how about the little thing that stretches, that this is not part of a car, that you might put around several maps to hold them together? Yes, that's what I was after. Some of these things are so common that they're hard to describe. And then a little metal thing that you might put on the edge of two sheets of paper to hold them together.
Paper clip.
Pardon?
Paper clip.
Okay. And then press down about to park the car. Where would you keep your spare tire?
And then if you don't have automatic transmission.
Do you know any other name for trunk?
Does it matter?
The only thing we call it.
And what's the thing that you press down on to make the car go?
Accelerator.
Mm-hmm. And then if you don't have automatic transmission, what do you call the thing that you shift?